USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The presidential election is still close to call at this hour. Numerous states continue to count votes, and these states will determine if President Trump gets another 4 years or if the Bidens move into the White House. The deciding states are Pennsylvania, Michigan, Wisconsin, Nevada, North Carolina, and Georgia. Although it's still unofficial, it looks like the Senate and House of Representatives will continue holding the same powers they had before the election. Some of the state measures that passed Tuesday: Oregon passed legalizing magic mushrooms for medical purposes. District of Columbia essentially dropped the hallucinogenic to the lowest level of police priorities. Voters in New Jersey, Arizona, and South Dakota passed measures to legalize recreational marijuana. Florida voted in a minimum wage of $15 an hour by 2026. And Mississippi voters approved a new flag for the state featuring a magnolia flower with the statement, "In God We Trust." USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature is fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
I had begun to notice after 10 days with Balance of Nature, I felt better, more energetic, and believe me, for me, that's something because I have energy anyway. But as old as I am, that was really something to start really noticing. You know, we're all responsible for choosing what our attitudes are, but I've had a better mental outlook. I mean, I always try to be positive, but there were subtle things in me that I began to notice. I just felt a difference with this.
Get a wide variety of all your daily recommended servings of whole fruits and vegetables without having to leave your home. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
The presidential election is undetermined at this hour. USA Radio News' Dan Naraki explains why.
The most important states in the 2020 presidential election are still working to get through the influx of absentee and mail-in ballots. Thousands of ballots still remain to be counted in competitive states like Pennsylvania, Wisconsin, Michigan, and Georgia. Officials in Wisconsin say they'll believe they'll have 100% of their mail-in ballots counted by early Wednesday morning. Absentee voting was delayed for several hours in Fulton County, Georgia, because of a broken water pipe at State Farm Arena in downtown Atlanta, where the county had set up operations. Counting was halted around 10 p.m. local time and will resume Wednesday morning. And it's possible we won't know who the winner in Pennsylvania is for several days. Processing of absentee ballots did not begin until Election Day, with eight counties saying they won't begin counting until Wednesday morning. Officials have estimated more than 2.5 million ballots have been mailed in Pennsylvania.
We are keeping a close eye on the numbers and will pass them along to you when available. USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association Annual Convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA President, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
The lessons of 2016 continue to haunt the 2020 presidential election. Polls can't be trusted, as many projections throughout America were simply wrong. As the presidential election remains in the balance, our candidates spoke with their supporters. Joe Biden, Tuesday night.
Good evening. Your patience is commendable. We knew this was going to go long, but who knew we're going to go into maybe tomorrow morning, maybe even longer. But look, we feel good about where we are. We really do. I'm here to tell you tonight, we believe we're on track to win this election. We knew because of the unprecedented early vote and the mail-in vote, it was going to take a while. We're going to have to be patient until the hard work of tallying the votes is finished. And it ain't over till every vote is counted.
President Trump, just after 2 a.m. Wednesday.
The results tonight have been phenomenal, and we are getting ready. I mean, literally, we were just all set to get outside and just celebrate something that was so beautiful, so good. Such a vote, such a success. The citizens of this country have come out in record numbers. This is a record. There's never been anything like it.
Counting continues Wednesday morning. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.